MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting now with Caroline Aylor-Wren, 10X Investments COO. Caroline, appreciate the early morning. Our president has been signing bills left, right and center. One of them is the Revenue Laws Amendment Bill. This is ultimately for the implementation of the two-pot retirement system, which will kick in, if I'm correct, on 1st of September, so just a couple of months away.
Yes. Good morning, Simon. Yes, President Ramaphosa has signed the bill, which means the two-pot retirement system is coming, and the current implementation date is the 1st of September, so we all need to be ready.
I want to come to the ready in a moment. What this essentially means is that, so of contributions I have made up until 1st of September, subject to some formulas, I could potentially draw 30,000 rand. And thereafter, contributions, a third of it will go into a savings pot, which would be available to me with the caveat that any money I take out is added to my income and taxed accordingly.
That's right. So every monthly contribution that you pay into your pension from the 1st of September will be split in the way you've just described. So one third will go into the savings pot and two thirds will be in a retirement pot that you can't touch until you reach retirement age.
And that is the key point, because this was a pandemic idea where obviously people were losing jobs and it was crisis mode. But generally, there's the view that some folks sort of quit jobs to access your retirement savings. You won't be able to do that anymore. You would literally need to dip into it.
Yeah, as a pension provider, we've definitely seen that in the past where people resign and they were allowed to withdraw all of their savings money for retirement. So this new two-pot system is a step in the right direction and it will help in the long term for South Africans to be able to retire more comfortably. But it has got a practical view of mitigating the short-term economic strain where people see it.
Yeah, and in of itself, not necessarily a bad thing. That third pot that goes into the savings pot, would you as a pension fund administrator, I mean, would that literally be a sort of cash or near cash investment, or would that still potentially be? Because my thinking there is then, you know, cash is usually a bit more of a boring investment in terms of return, especially for those with a decade plus timeline.
That will just be different for each pension company that you deal with. Certainly here at 10X, we've decided that it's not a good idea to put it into cash or a low growth fund. We would encourage everybody to keep it in a high growth fund that is meant to grow over the long term. So not to see this as a bank account, but to see this as still part of your long-term retirement money. The difference is you may be able to access it in a dire financial situation, and it can be disinvested within a few days, but certainly not to leave it in a low growth portfolio.
And you make the point there, a dire situation. In an ideal world, we would never touch our retirement savings until retirement. I suppose, you know, sometimes life comes at curveballs, but you know, this is not something for a holiday or something. This really needs to be a dire, because the implications of taking the money out, you're losing not just that money, but the growth over the many years and many decades until retirement.
Absolutely. Correct. I mean, we would say if it isn't a natural disaster or a medical emergency, you know, something of that size, you really should not be touching this pot. And the risks are exactly like you've described. You know, it is taxed as personal income. And in some situations, that can push you into a new tax bracket. It'll be taxed at your marginal rate. But the bigger issues in the long term is it reduces your long term growth. So you'll have less at retirement. And also you may not have enough time to catch up, you know, to replace that money over time. So, you know, when you reach retirement, you won't have enough money to retire.
Yeah, you might look at 30,000 today, but of course it's going to be a lot more in, I don't know, 30 years time. Is industry ready? Or maybe you can't speak for industry, in which case is 10X, because this has been a long time coming, but it is not as simple as it sounds, I suspect, from an outsider such as myself.
Yeah, I mean, the government have been talking about this for a while, so the industry has known about it, and we have, you know, tried to prepare as much as we can in advance. But it has been, you know, a while, and the regulations have only just been signed. So from a 10x perspective, we're ready, or as mm-hmm. ready as you can be. Mm-hmm. But the whole industry will be dependent on, you know, the systems and the people and the processes being ready. And also the interaction with SARS for the tax directives to be yeah. ready. So there are definitely some risks.
And is it a case of on the 1st of September, I can apply to my pension fund for a withdrawal of up to 30,000, or does that only kick in at a later date?
So what will happen is on the 1st of September, the pension company will do that one-off exercise to mm-hmm. take the 30,000 rand or up to a maximum of 30,000 yeah. rand. It can only be 10% of your current value. They will move that into the savings pot. And yes, technically it does become available for withdrawal. Each company will have a different process. So, you know, in terms of the process you go through and the time that will take, mm-hmm. That will be different for each company. But as I say, you know, it really is not recommended to yeah. withdraw that money unless you really need to.
Yeah, I will stress that. Unless you really, really need to. This is not a holiday in Zanzibar. This is a medical emergency or something like that. We'll leave that there. Karan Naylor Wren, 10X Investment COO, appreciate the early morning time. And that is our question on LinkedIn and Twitter. Will you be drawing from your savings when it becomes available on the 1st of September? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.